The fun of tax season approaches. You're probably already getting emails and or snail mail about tax preparation or getting forms and statements for 2021 to include with your income tax filing. By the way, tax filing deadline has been extended 3 days to April 18th. For Oregon taxpayers, there's a new feature available this year. For the first time, the state has a taxpayer advocate in the Department of Revenue. The legislature created the position last year, and Cody Trudell is the first person to hold it, working fast to get the office set up in time for this year's taxpayer to make use of the service. Let's get into what those services are. Cody Trudell, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you. This is a bit of a whirlwind, it seems. The office did not exist even a year ago.
That's correct. If you'd like me to share a little bit of background about where we were and where we're headed, I am happy to do that.
Please do.
So, about a year ago, Director Imholt came to the Department of Revenue with a vision and a mission to really look at how this department and agency could better serve taxpayers. And one of the things that she was interested in looking at was taxpayer advocacy. This is a program that a lot of states have. The IRS has a national taxpayer advocate, but Oregon just didn't have one. So, around a year ago, we started researching what taxpayer advocacy might look like for Oregon, and we found out that there was a constituent in Representative Fahey's district who had also expressed some interest in this type of a position in the Department of Revenue. And before we knew it, there was a bill introduced in session, and it passed. So here we are, and the bill allowed us to set up. So I was formally hired in October and have had a couple months, but wanted to really formally open the office in January. So, yes, whirlwind is definitely the term I would use to describe it.
All right, but the fact is you had a hand in the process before the office was even officially created, it sounds like. So some idea of what was going to happen.
Yes, that's correct. It was fascinating research to be able to look at how other states have done this and how the IRS does it. It's really modeled heavily after the IRS model, but there are some things that I think are unique to Oregon that we identified in our research, and a lot of that is Oregon's a really diverse population, right? We have a great city population. We have rural populations. We have all kinds of demographics, ages, ethnicities, you name it. So we really want to put an equitable lens on this process as well. So that is another thing that being able to look at this for a year allowed us to do.
So at heart, what are the kinds of things that a taxpayer advocate in the Oregon model now is expected to do?
The biggest things that I like to tell people is the taxpayer advocate office is here to be both a voice for taxpayers in the agency, so to speak up and say when maybe something that the agency is considering doing or is doing may not be the best move for taxpayers. And then the other thing is to be a resource for taxpayers within the agency. So the key component is we really want taxpayers to follow the normal channels and processes that exist. But when you hit that barrier or that wall and you just don't know where else to go, we hope that you would contact us and we could put you in the right direction.
And what expertise do you in particular bring to the job, Cody?
Well, I've been in state government for almost 20 years now, state and local, I should say. My background is I'm a political science major, was very fortunate to go and spend many of my years working on election program development as an elections director, and I am very passionate about civil rights. A lot of my voting projects worked with civil rights. I also worked at the Department of Transportation as their small and disadvantaged program manager in the Civil Rights Division. And then a funny little caveat that I often, I think gets overlooked or missed in my profile is that I was actually a Board of Property Tax Appeals for over 10 years in Polk County. So I used to actually kind of do this role on the local level. I acted as the liaison between taxpayers and the county officials that were setting taxes. So it's not entirely unfamiliar to me. So it's fun to be kind of back into something like that and helping people.
And even when you weren't working directly on tax stuff, I mean, you worked in positions where it sounds like you had to deal with the interface between people and their government.
Yes, I am very passionate. When I heard that this is actually called taxpayer advocacy, I thought, I'm so thrilled to finally find a position that has the term advocate in it, because that's really what I have focused my whole career about being. I chose to be a public civil servant, and I can't imagine going to the private sector anymore. It just is a good fit for me. So I really want to make people feel comfortable that they can come and talk to me and make me approachable. We all know taxes aren't glamorous. They're not that fun, right? So if I can help make it a little more better for people, that's what I'm here to do personally.
We're talking to Cody Trudell on the Jefferson Exchange, Oregon's first taxpayer advocate. The taxpayer advocate position didn't even exist a year ago, created by House Bill 3373 at the end of the legislative session last June. You can join our conversation on the Exchange. Maybe start the questions for Cody now about the kinds of things that she'll be getting faced with as taxpayer advocate. 800-838-3760 is our phone number. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Obviously, you don't have a predecessor to consult as taxpayer advocate. On-the-job training must be interesting, but you do have, at last count, 33 states and the District of Columbia with similar positions, plus the federal government. Have you been able to lean on any of those people?
Yes, all of those folks have been invaluable, whether being able to talk to them or read their previous efforts. But yeah, it's been fascinating to really see how each state does this. And some states are fairly new at it as well. So we've been able to collaborate and kind of share ideas. I am most fortunate that I have had a constant stream of communication with former national taxpayer advocate Nina Olson. She has been so amazing to help me through and really point me in the right direction and help me find my way. And there is also an international taxpayer work group that she convenes that I've been able to take part of. So, since there is no predecessor for me to look to, that's how I have been finding my way.
So what, for example, did Nina Olson tell you about the most common issues that people bring up that they need a taxpayer advocate for and how those issues are resolved?
So Nina gave me some great advice in around looking at making sure that the office really comes across as being separate from the department itself. But it's really important that it stay within the agency, and I'll tell you a little bit why. Because when you move a position like this outside of the agency, which some states do, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you may not be able to get to your resolution as quickly as you had hoped. So in the first couple months, taking that advice from Nina, I knew it was really important to get in and really learn about the Department of Revenue itself. So now I know who to contact. I've started collaborating and forming relationships to who I need to talk to get taxpayers the answers they'll need quickly. But with that comes a certain amount of trying to reassure taxpayers that you can come to me and trust that I will keep your information confidential. So some things that we might expect to see are maybe somebody felt like they were discriminated against with a Department of Revenue employee, and they just don't know who to report that to. So that is just one example of some space that we can provide where hopefully they'll feel comfortable and not feel like they would be further penalized for coming forward and sharing that opinion with the taxpayer advocate.
Well, I can see how the taxpayer it will be made to feel comfortable if you're doing your job well, but you might not be feeling comfortable all the time. I mean, the independence built in here means you're inside the department, but also in occasionally an adversarial position with it.
Yes, and this is nothing new for me. I have a pretty thick skin. I tell people quite a bit, as I'm sure many of you can imagine. Working in elections, I was nobody's favorite.
Yeah.
There's always a loser in elections. So that is something that I have honed in on over the years. But yeah, I think what will get me through, Jeffrey, though, is knowing that at the end of the day, I can make a difference to somebody. So even though I may not be anybody's favorite at certain points in time, hopefully I will make a difference to those taxpayers, and that's what will matter.
And it's not you alone, is that right, Cody? The taxpayer advocate has some staff, too?
That's correct. We were really fortunate with this bill that there was a budget attached to it through the general fund, which was really important because when I was doing this research, the staff here emphasized, and I couldn't agree more, that if we're going to do this, let's make sure we do this right. I think a lot of people out there can recognize there's a lot of things that pass with good intentions, but if you don't put a budget behind it to staff positions, it can not always end the way we want it to. So we were very lucky that we have two additional positions, which include a bilingual public service representative, and we also have a research analyst joining us. So our small but mighty team of three is what I'm terming us.
Three including you then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is pretty slender. And you know, not that people have really gotten into the tax filing season yet, but have you had any business yet?
Well, I am really thrilled to report that in our first week of being opened, I got a little over 30 either phone calls or emails with people with questions. A lot of them were, as I described, just needing to be pointed in the right direction and needing some help finding resources. But there were some other more interesting situations that I think we will be looking into. Another thing I think that's important to mention is we're not just here for day-to-day service, but we also want to encourage people that if you feel like there is a systemic problem, that you could see something that might be affecting multiple people, maybe it's something like the language used in a letter, for example, that is something this office is here for. So I did take a couple of those calls, too, where people expressed, hey, we've thought about this concept for a while. Do you think you could look into it and see if that's true? Is this hurting anybody? Could this help taxpayers? So a couple of those things came in as well.
Cody Trudell is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Oregon's very first taxpayer advocate, the position created just last summer by the Oregon legislature. And the office is up and running, as you can hear. Questions, comments, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. You talked about the equity lens you want to bring to the position, Cody. Who are the people that you expect to call and for that matter, who are the people that you hope will make use of the office?
So we want to recognize that this is not just a singular effort from the Department of Revenue or the Taxpayer Advocate Office. The important work of reaching underserved populations and communities really is going to depend on us having good relationships within those communities. So we have begun really using this office as another way to proactively connect with community groups. That includes things like tribal members. As I'm sure you can imagine, there are very specific tax issues that tribes face, so we would like to be able to really work with them to better understand their issues. There's definitely the metro area populations that have certain interests as well, coalitions of color, the Latino networks, small businesses, by the way. I know I mentioned briefly that I worked with the Civil Rights Division at Department of Transportation as well, and small businesses are a population that is really essential to Oregon doing well, and I'm sure people out there could recognize small businesses, they don't have a lot of resources to reach out and get the solid legal help or opinions on taxes. So I'd really like to focus on looking on that as well. But essentially, we really need to make sure that those populations that have traditionally been underserved really have another format to be reached. And that was why else we really wanted to have a bilingual Spanish public service representative as well, so that people in that community can feel like they can call and have their questions directly answered in a way that they can best understand.
Okay, that answers one question about bilinguality. You do have Spanish there, but what about provision for people to translate other languages?
You know, that has always been a dream of mine, I think I would say. That of course, as you can imagine, takes a lot of resources. So we are going to continue to look into that, how we can staff and find other ways to provide translation services. But in the meantime, we do have a great translation service provider that can help us on the spot. So if somebody does call and it doesn't speak Spanish or English, we can get you hooked up right away in real time to answer those questions with our translation provider.
And Cody, what are the limits to what you can do? I mean, you can answer questions about tax filing, but you obviously can't help with preparation, I assume.
Correct. We can't help give you legal advice. That's definitely not going to happen either. And I really want to emphasize that we can't help taxpayers if you really haven't exhausted your normal processes. So we're going to keep encouraging you if, calling me and saying I really just don't want to talk to that unit isn't going to necessarily get you the assistance you may need. So really try to do your best first to work through the normal channels that we provide. Don't come looking for legal advice. And unfortunately, I can't help everybody fill out their tax forms. I just don't have enough time for that.
So what
we can
go ahead.
We do have another opportunity, though, is that we have a lot of communities that do provide services. So that's something else that we are working with those communities to be able to connect those taxpayers with those opportunities for tax filing questions or legal questions, or we can point them elsewhere.
All right. So you'll have the list of places that provide tax help.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then how are you doing outreach? How are you letting people know that you're there and they can contact you? And how can they contact you, for that matter?
This right here is our best example. We are reaching out and doing a huge communication strategy because I've been joking for a couple months now. If people don't know we're here, then no, we're not going to have any customers. So we want to keep getting the word out. We are always happy to come and talk and share what we're doing. We have a fantastic webpage up that's full of information. People can reach that on the Department of Revenue website and search Taxpayer Advocate. We have it on the main page right now, so it should be pretty easy for folks to find. They can also subscribe to our email list, and we should be having newsletters and posts and all kinds of social media as well. So we're doing our best to make sure that we really get the word out.
All right. Oregon's first taxpayer advocate, as set up by House Bill 3373 late in the session last year. But obviously, Cody Trudell involved in the process before the office even created. Now, Oregon's first taxpayer advocate within the Department of Revenue. Betsy Imholt is the director of that. Cody, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck. We'll check back in a year and see how things went.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great day.